Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents John Henry Cole, Ride the Man Down by Bill Brooks. Narrated by Terrence Aselford, with performances by Evan Casey, David Coyne, Colleen Delaney, Thomas Keegan, Elizabeth Jernigan, Ken Jackson, Bradley Smith, Jeff Allen, Lily Beacon, Scott McCormick, Tony Nam, Tim Getman, James Konacek, Yasmin Toison, Nanette Savard, David Jordan, Paul Reisman, Christopher Walker, Michael John Casey, David Harris, Drew Kopas, Helen Pafumi, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, Richard Rowan, Eric Messner, Kimberly Gilbert, Rose Elizabeth Supan, and Mort Shelby. John Henry Cole, number 4, Ride the Man Down. Wilderness Indian Territory, 1875. John Henry Cole placed the barrel of his peacemaker just behind the Indian's ear. The press of cold steel seemed to do little to disturb his drunken sleep. The Indian's name was Lucky Baker. But it wasn't the Indian Cole was after. That was a white man named Caddo Pierce. Pierce was wanted for illegally peddling his snakehead whiskey to the Indians and pimping a 14-year-old half-breed girl throughout the nations. Cole had a fugitive warrant in his hip pocket issued from Judge Parker's court for Pierce's arrest. Cole already had 4 other prisoners chained in his wagon, a load of sorry souls he was taking back to Fort Smith to stand trial for various misdeeds. Caddo Pierce was the last one on Cole's list, and he didn't intend to go back across the Arkansas River without him.
Wake up, Lucky.
Lucky fluttered his lips, opened one eye, closed it again, as though Cole was a troublesome insect he was enduring. Cole thumbed back the hammer on the peacemaker, a sound that usually got attention. Lucky didn't come around. Cole swung a foot against the hammock the Indian was sleeping in and spilled him on the ground.
What? Who the hell?
He spat dirt and came up to his feet, swinging like a soft-brained prize fighter. Cole stuck the pistol in his face.
Don't be stupid.
The Indian stopped swinging and looked down the long barrel of the revolver until his eyes crossed.
Where's Caddo Pierce? That spit for Brain's brother-in-law of yours.
Lucky's eyes uncrossed, and then he saw the other men, the ones chained in the prison wagon, watching him. In spite of their own misfortunes, they were enjoying the show. Lucky towed the dirt.
I don't know anything about the white man.
Don't waste any more of my morning. You can either tell me where Pierce is, or you can climb in that wagon with those other jacklegs and come with me to Fort Smith instead of him. Which'll it be?
I don't know where Cardo's at, deputy, honest.
The hell you don't.
A man can lie to you all day long with his mouth, but his eyes will give him away every time. Cole was looking into those eyes when he saw them shift to something over Cole's left shoulder. Cole knew he'd made a mistake. He was still turning, the pistol in his hand, when he saw her standing there at the edge of the cornfield. She had what looked to be an old Springfield musket that was long as she was tall, and she had it aimed at Cole with the barrel dancing small circles in the air. It all happened quickly, but slowly. In that spare bitter moment that took no longer than a breath, Cole's finger hesitated. Even his gunfighter's instinct wouldn't let him shoot a woman. So she shot Cole instead. The ball hit Cole just below the collarbone and spun him sideways. Then the ground came up fast, and he could taste dirt and something coppery. Judging by the impact, it was one of those large bores, a .51 caliber maybe. It stung. He looked at his outstretched hand and saw that he dropped his pistol somewhere in the tall weeds. He looked around, saw Lucky running, darting like a rabbit. Lucky joined up with the woman, and Cole watched helplessly as they ran into the cornfield, the stalks waving like a wind was passing through them, their dry leaves rustling against the heat. Cole rolled over and saw his blood pool in the dust. Then, for a time, he lay there, staring up at the sky. He noticed how deep blue and endless the world above him seemed to be. Time felt like it had stopped.
So this is what dying is all about.
Then he closed his eyes and saw red in the darkness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?